Faraj asks, where's the MSM? As over 800 more boat migrants land in Britain. By Kurt Zindulka on October 21, 2021. Nigel Farage questioned why illegal migration has disappeared from mainstream media headlines, as over 800 illegal boat migrants were brought ashore. Between Saturday and Monday, 806 illegal migrants successfully reached the UK after traversing the Channel in small boats from France, with 410 on Saturday, 102 on Sunday, and a further 294 migrants on Monday. The weekend crossings mean that over 19,400 aliens have made the illegal journey to the beginning of the week since the start of the year, according to calculations from the BBC. Commenting on the lack of media coverage surrounding the continued crossings, Brexit leader Nigel Farage joked that you won't hear about this because it's not news anymore. On his nightly program on GB News, Mr. Farage reported that sources from Dover informed him that the border force refused to carry out operations on Monday due to inclement weather conditions, leaving the task of ferrying migrants ashore to the volunteer Royal National Lifeboat Institution, RNLI. The Brexiteer drew criticism earlier this year for suggesting that the RNLI had essentially become a taxi service for migrants. Farage was later seemingly vindicated after a member of the RNLI said that the force was being prevented from carrying out its core mission of saving lives as they were too busy dealing with the boat migrant crisis. Earlier this month, Home Secretary Preeti Patel announced that the government would start working with the armed forces in order to implement a turn back the boats approach and send the migrants back to France. While the government has yet to enact such a scheme, a research fellow at the Bow Group, Benjamin Lochnine, said that the more important step to take will be to reduce the pull factors encouraging migrants to come to Britain. Lochnine told Nigel Farage on GB News that the government needs to stop offering all the goodie bags for migrants, four-star hotels and Domino pizzas, if it actually wants to stop the flow of migrants across the channel. He said that ultimately it is, therefore, Britain's fault for the crisis, as while the French are facilitating it by not controlling their own borders, the Bow Group fellow said that these people have entered France illegally if they want to leave illegally as well. Why would France stop them? Lochnine warned that if Prime Minister Boris Johnson fails to address illegal migration, he risks losing support among the Red Wall and coastal towns, who supported Brexit largely over concerns about immigration. If he wants to go into the next 10 years, as a Thatcherite-style leader, he needs to get on top of this issue because otherwise the Red Wall and the coastal towns will fall and the bricks will start to crumble in the wall, he said. On top of the political peril facing Mr. Johnson if he fails to tackle illegal immigration, Migration Watch UK has also warned that the public may turn against the PM once they understand the number of people the government is planning on allowing to enter the country illegally. While Mr. Johnson has said that his points-based system will put limits on uncontrolled immigration, the think tank accused the British leader of misleading the public, as the plan places no annual caps on the number of immigrants allowed and it opens the door to hundreds of millions of potential migrants. Migration Watch chairman Alp Mamet told Breitbart London earlier this month that the public will be very angry when the truth comes out. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.